I'm Jeb Sharp. This is The World. We head now to northwestern Australia to get the answer to our geo quiz. It's a remote stretch of coastline that even most Australians don't know much about. It's bathed by both the Indian Ocean to the west and the Timor Sea to the north. John Kerry is there. He's the director of the Pew Environment Group's Kimberley Conservation Project. Mr. Kerry, where are you?
I'm actually calling from Broome, which is the regional centre of the Kimberley, with a population of about 15,000 people. To give you a sense of the size of the Kimberley, we're talking about a terrestrial environment that's about the same size as California, but with only a population of around 41,000 people.
And when you say the Kimberley, you're referring to the Kimberley Coast, and that's actually the answer to today's geoquiz, the Kimberley Coast.
Yes, it's actually located right in the northern part of Western Australia, and as you said, it's bordered on the west by the Indian Ocean and on the north by the Timor Sea. It is, without a doubt, one of the most stunning environments in the world, if I can say that, but it has significant ecological and scientific values. It's got stunning seas, islands, coral reefs, mangroves, patches of rainforest, spectacular seafield canyons with oceans riding up against these red glowing sandstill gorges going inland for miles. But it's not just the beauty of the place, it's also that in these canyons and along the coastlines, it is very rich in marine species. So we're talking about turtles, whales, rays, sharks, fish and crocodiles. So it really is one of the last few remaining almost completely undeveloped coastal areas on Earth.
Now, the reason we're hearing about the Kimberley Coast at all this week is that there's been a rupture in an undersea oil pipeline that's about 150 miles off the coast there, and large amounts of crude oil and natural gas are spewing into the sea. Tell us about that.
Yes, that happened last Friday. Now, unfortunately, some information is limited. You have to remember, this is a very remote area of Australia, and so the response even has been difficult. What we do know is that a platform that is about 155 miles off the Kimberley did start to leak about 11,000 feet below the ocean floor. And from that, oil has continued to pour out and create an oil slick that's about 19 miles in length. What is a concern is that it's going to take about 50 days to flood the leak.
And even though it's near the Kimberley Coast in relative terms, as you say, it's 150-ish miles away, and I gather currents and weather patterns the last few days are carrying the oil away from the Kimberley Coast. Does that give you any sense of relief?
Look, certainly nature has been with us in terms of keeping the oil slick away from the coastline. But you've got to remember, it shouldn't be assumed that just because oil slicks don't hit the coastline, it's okay. In fact, this area is effectively a marine life superhighway. And by that I mean it's one of those critical migration routes used by a number of marine species, including whales and turtles, that are swimming in those shallow waters. They can be subject to a range of different complaints, including damage to fish eggs, poisoning, affecting breeding patterns. So these are all complications. The authorities assure us that the problem is being treated and being treated well. But until there is a full environmental assessment, I think the sector will be a wait-and-see approach. And I hope that we're able to get those necessary safeguards in place that ensure that for generations to come, the landscape will still be there.
John Kerry, director of the Kimberley Conservation Project, speaking with us from the city of Broome on Australia's Kimberley Coast, the answer to today's geo quiz. Thanks very much.
Thank you.